Next, David shares a story of how much the mind has power over us in time of crisis.
A woman received a letter that her son was missing in action, and she went into a depression. She stopped talking, she stopped eating, and she just rocked back and forth in her rocker. And nothing you did or said could dissuade her. She wouldn't eat, she wouldn't talk. And a week later, there was a telegram from the War Department, or whatever it was, that it was an error. It wasn't her son that had been killed. It was somebody with the same name with just one letter, and her son had two of the same letters in his name, Philip with two L's, and the other guy had a Philip with a one L. Anyway, due to a misspelling, she was misinformed. So after being told that her son had not died, she showed no visible reaction at all. And everybody said to her, "Granny, Granny, he's not dead. It was all a mistake." And she went on rocking, looking off into space, went on rocking and looking into space. And it took therapeutic help, actually, to get her out of the state. Because once the state took over, you might say it released all the grief of many lifetimes that hit her all at once. And they'd say, "Granny, Granny, he's perfectly all right." And we got the telegram that it was a mistake in the spelling. And she went right on rocking silently back and forth, back and forth. So once a state comes on strongly, it then has a life of its own, you might say. It gains dominance, and it's almost like you're possessed by another spirit. So some latent spirit in your unconscious takes over and begins to dominate the field. You see that with people with resentments, too. They're resentful and angry, and you ask them how long ago that was. It was 20 years ago. I remember saying to a guy, "Yeah, that was 20 years ago. It's time to get off it. You've been juicing it for 20 years. So what you do is you make the person conscious of the gain that they're getting out of clinging to it. And you get them to move off of it. But people will cling to injustice. They're great about injustice. They get so much gain out of being wronged that the competition is really to see who's the most wronged.